for the white sky and the blessed sun, for the salt sea and the running water, for the everlasting hills and the never-resting winds, for trees and the common grass underfoot. We thank you for our senses by which we hear the songs of birds and see the splendor of the summer fields and taste of the autumn fruits and rejoice in the feel of the snow and the smell, the breath of the spring. Grant us a heart wide open to all this beauty and save our souls from being so blind that we pass unseeing when even the common thorn bush is aflame with your glory. Our God, our Creator, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.
This is my song, O God of all the nations, a song of peace for lands afar and mine. This is my home, the country where my heart is. Here are my hopes, my dreams, my holy shrine. But in other hearts, in other lands, are beating with the hopes and dreams as true and high as mine. The country's skies are bluer than the ocean, and sunlight beams on clover leaf and pine. But other lands have sunlight too, and clover, and skies are everywhere as blue as mine. Oh, hear my song, thou God of all the nations, a song of peace for their land and for mine. This is my song, O God of all the nations, a prayer that peace transcends in every place. And yet I pray for my beloved country, the reassurance of continued grace. Lord, help us find our oneness in the Savior in spite of differences of age and race. May truth and freedom come to every nation. May peace abound where strife has raged so long. That each may seek to love and build together a world united, fighting, righting every wrong, a world united in its love for freedom, proclaiming peace together in one song. Amen.
Let us join our hands and hearts in gratitude on this wondrous day, where we have the abundance of our lives before us. We remember on this day the bounty of all those who do not have enough, who are afraid, who are lonely, and who suffer. We wish for the abundance of this world to be shared, for fear to become love, for the lonely to feel welcome, and for the suffering to know rest and joy. For the labors, the love, the care that gave us the delights of this and every day, we say thanks. For the nourishment of our spirit, the challenges that strengthen us, and the friends that we have on this journey, we sing thanks. For all that is our lives, for all these good gifts, we whisper thanks. Overflowing with gratitude, let us shout thanks.
Before our final prayer of thanksgiving, I just want to give a personal note. Number one is considering blessings and giving thanks. I know my children in the front row are not always the most well-behaved, but I also look and I see that they see what's happening around them. I give thanks because of this community and the witness that it has, that I have three children that are crawling over each other to get to be the acolyte, asking if they can help serve communion, asking if they can read a prayer. Right before the service, having Maddie hand me one of the green offering envelopes, and all I could think was, oh no, she's ruining one of Claudia's envelopes. We'll have to smooth it out. But then she tells me, there's a prayer for Scooter inside, Mommy. And here's a pink card inside wanting to lift a prayer because Grandma and Papa's cat went to be the Lord. Maddie doesn't know that from me. Maddie knows that from you, that when you have something on your heart and you want to lift it to God, that you write it on a pink card and you send it forward so it can be lifted to God. You see, my children see what you do, and I give thanks that my children and the other children in this church have you all as witnesses. To be able to, I hope he doesn't mind, hear Bob right before the service giving praise and thanks for the sunset that God gave on Carson Avenue as he was coming to church. To be able to give praise last night, even though I had to walk outside to get the laundry and realized, oh my goodness, it's raining, and this is the first time I'm walking outside with laundry in the rain, but God bless, it's raining and it's watering my grass and it's taking care of our earth. You know, every day we have blessings. Every day we have reasons to give thanks for what God gives us, what God blesses us with. The things that come from the sky, the things that come from the earth, the people that are around us that God blesses us with. But mostly God's love and grace that he showers us with each and every day. And so, my friends, may you hear this final prayer of thanksgiving tonight. Today, I make my sacrament of thanksgiving. I begin with the simple things of my days: fresh air to breathe, cool water to drink, the taste of food, the protection of houses and clothes, the comforts of home. For all of these, I make an act of thanksgiving this day. And all God's people said, amen.
Amen.